This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. I'm Amber, and today my fabulous co-host is Eduardo Valadez. He is the director of marketing at a little company we call Diptyque. Hello, Eduardo. Thank you for being here with us today.
Hi, Amber. I'm excited to be with you as well. Can't wait to dive in.
I wanted to say, so I was in the Madison Avenue boutique yesterday. I want to give a special shout out to Julian. He technically works at Grand Central, but I told him I'd shout him out. He took me through everything. And if I butcher the names today, excuse me, I immediately came home and I signed up for Italian classes. But I know Diptyque is French. I looked at French and Italian. We'll see which one gets back to me first, because I realized I...
No pressure, but if you butcher anything, I'm taking you off the PR list. Just God. So
that's it. Fired. I'm fired. Shoot. Well, here's a funny story, and I can't believe I'm about to just totally throw my best girlfriend under the bus. So she works in finance and was with a bunch of friends, and she's like, I'm just with one of the guys, and he needs to go get his Dippity Q candles. And I said, his what? his Dippity Q candles. I was like, Do you mean Diptyque?
It has a couple of names, you know, but ultimately, as long as they recognize the brand, that's the important piece. We'll fix how they pronounce it.
Well, like, can you talk a little bit about this? Because I do know Diptyque is so well known for its candles, for its home fragrance. Yeah. Where did the brand get started?
Yeah, so I love this question, and hopefully I won't go too deep because I'm obsessed. I've been here for so long. I'm passionate about the brand. So Diptyque actually started, they opened their very first boutique in Paris in 1961. Now, you're probably going to be shocked by this because most people don't know this, but when we first opened our store in Paris at 34 Boulevard Saint-Germain, we were a textile company. We didn't sell candles and we didn't sell fragrance. Yep. See, I love that reaction. We were a textile company.
Wow. But you know, it's crazy because I'm looking behind you and I see that beautiful gold pattern. Was that sort of, because the packaging is beautiful and you do have a lot of that curvature in a lot of your packaging, a lot of the labels and the home goods. Is that sort of get its roots from the...
So let me maybe dive in a bit more into the history, and I think you'll understand where all of it then fits in. So 61, the three friends, which were all artists, Christian, Desmond, and Yves, they really wanted to have a place where they could express themselves creatively. I think it obviously was this winning combination of having these artistic minds and that freedom to be able to create product as they envisioned it. Starting from textiles, little by little, the brand evolved into kind of like a chic bazaar. It's what it was positioned as. So it was like the first ever concept store. You would walk into the store and you would have music playing, and you could find at some point other brands that they would start to import from all of their travels. And then little by little, the brand started to build. So 61, the store opens in 1963. So now 58 years, there was my math, 58 years we've been producing scented candles. And in 1968, we launched our very first fragrance. So for 53 plus years, we've been creating fragrance as well, personal fragrance. And it was really that artistic sensibility of who they were, being that that Desmond was a painter, Christian was an interior architect, and Yves was the theater set administrator. And so that artistic ability of the brand is really what has defined it today. It's why on those labels that you were talking about that are so iconic, right? Those illustrations were originally done by our founders. And we've kept that legacy going. And we are one of the few brands, there actually isn't any other brand. You might find brands that do collaborations with artists, but we're the truest brand that was actually founded by artists and has lived on for 60 years. I'm sure we'll talk about this later, but we're celebrating our 60th anniversary this year, which is incredible.
Yes, and you've got some exciting launches that I want to talk about. You know, going back to this idea of both personal fragrance and home fragrance, what do you think it is about scent and that fragrance that is so alluring and so personal and so evocative?
So let's start first with home, right? So that mm-hmm. was 58 years now that we've been doing this. It's a fine craft for us. It's why people continue to buy our product year after year. They might try something else, but they always come back, because once you experience Diptyque, the way that it burns, the beautiful scents, which are all very singular, this was really the idea from the get-go, to be able to create an ambiance. When you think about the early 60s, people weren't really using candles to create scent, to define a space through scent, right? It was more for creating light in an environment. And so we were one of really the first brands to do that, to take essential oils and waxes, blend them together. And from that moment, we've kind of have built what the home industry is today, what candles are today. But that was really the essence of it, was really being able to, from their travels — our founders used to love to travel quite a bit. It was the inspiration of a lot of our products today, even with what's behind you, Ilya, right? It's about a travel to the Mediterranean. I know you're excited. So they wanted to take those essences, capture them, and be able to bring them back to their customers. So I always give this example. We have a candle in our collection that's it's called Figue. It's not just fig, it's meant to be evocative of the entire fig tree, so that it is as if we were in the Mediterranean together, and that we were sitting underneath a fig tree that had been warmed by the Mediterranean sun, right? When I express it to you that way, it makes you travel, right? That is the power of fragrance. Regardless of what it is that you like or don't like, scent is that, it's a way to add comfort to our everyday lives. This is why so many of us were like burning candles like crazy in the middle of the pandemic, right? Because we wanted to have a sense of comfort, even if it was something that maybe you felt was something that maybe is more like fall, or something that was way too floral. But in the middle of winter, if it added a bit of comfort, then people were burning, you know, and candles were through the roof for us, of course, because of that. But
congrats on that.
Thank you.
My favorite was one of my favorite scent. Well, actually, I have to say this Ilio perfume and the hair perfume, it is so insane. And I'm a huge fan of the Mediterranean. I love Greece, and it really does. It has that clean scent. To me, when we were in Mykonos, we were staying at a place where we were air drying. So they had washing machines, like a lot of places in Greece do, but no dryers. And they sun dry everything. And that scent to me is what this feels like. It reminds me of sitting on this gorgeous perch, looking out at the beautiful Mediterranean Ocean and smelling that clean, fresh scent of the ocean, of the sun, laundry. It really is lovely.
And that really is the essence, I think of any brand, Diptyque maybe more than others, but that's what people are trying to capture, right? It's a specific feeling, a specific place. It's how we built our original fragrances, whether it's a candle or a personal fragrance. It's almost like a home scent becomes the perfume for your home, right? How do you want your home to be identified? Now, if you're talking like myself, I'm not somebody that has a constant. I change throughout the seasons. I want, you know, my atmosphere to feel appropriate for the season, or just because I'm in that mood, right? And I think with fragrance, it's the exact same way. We dress a certain way. We want to look a certain way, because it makes us feel good, right? Some people might like really straight hair. Some people might like, you know, very gaudy makeup, whatever that is. That's our style. And fragrance adds to that. So yes, it might be recognizable in a particular way that you're immediately drawn to it, but scent is also very personal. So just because I like something doesn't mean Amber's also going to like it, you know?
But I do.
Helio, I'm absolutely obsessed as well. And I'm so not happy that it's limited edition, by the way.
It is. So like, we need to stock them on this, because I'm telling you, I think this is my new favorite perfume. It really is.
Hopefully. And I think it will, if it performs well enough, maybe they'll bring it back next summer. Yeah.
It's I know. So good.
You have to run back to Madison.
Can I ask you something? Do you have a favorite in the line? Is that hard to ask?
It is hard to ask. And as I was just expressing to you, there are people kind of like with personal fragrance, right? Where you're kind of like, I wear X and that's just pretty much my fragrance. But what has changed a lot is really people kind of adapting to a mood or a style. Mm-hmm. The same way for me, where in the, like currently in my home, I'm burning vetiver, our vetiver candle.
Okay.
It's herbal, it's a little woody, it has a bit of freshness to it. But then as we start to get closer to like the fall, I start to go more into the more spicy scents or woodier kind of like our feu de bois, which is our firewood candle, which I mean, some people love that year round. I find it a bit intense in the middle of summer, right. But again, whatever floats your boat.
Can we just say for a minute though, what an awesome company to work for. These candles, I love them. They are so lovely. They are very bougie in the best of ways. And I just imagine walking into your apartment and it's just so chic and everywhere. I mean, Diptyque to me really is such a chic candle and it's such a great hostess gift.
It's a beautiful hostess gift. You can't go wrong with coming to an event to someone's home in the Hamptons if you're staying there for the weekend. Like, the brand is immediately recognizable and you may already know that they love it, right? So it does make that perfect gift. And you can't go wrong with gifting somebody a candle, you know?
No, but wait, so is your home, I mean, I just like, can we just say, do you feel like you have the best job ever?
I absolutely love my job.
It's your best friends think you have the best job ever.
Well, no. I've actually have been here for 13 years.
Wow.
Really incredible. And I've seen this massive growth, you know, in the brand. And there's just so much. Even I was here for our 50th anniversary and I'm here for our 60th. It's incredible. And I absolutely am mad about the history and the heritage. It's a real story. We didn't make it up, you know, and I think once you connect with that, once you've experienced the product, I'll be honest with you. Are there things that I don't burn in my home? Are there certain fragrances that I don't wear? Yes, but I still appreciate them because of the time, the effort that was spent in creating them, the story behind it, you know? When people ask me, what's your favorite? I'm like, I really don't, because especially with home, again, I'm very seasonal in the way that I want my home to smell, you know? And then same with fragrance. I usually will wear what's, you know, the newest, just because I like to also, it's like my own marketing, you know, reconnaissance.
Sure.
Like, what are people going to think of it, right? So I'll sometimes even wear our like lab samples even before the product launches, just to feel people out. But it constantly changes. I tend to live in that kind of very herbal, woody, spicy is kind of what I love, but I'm not afraid to explore some beautiful florals in our collection. It is a hard thing to answer, I guess, for someone like myself who's been here for so long, but also I don't like to just have one scent. I want to explore. If you could go into my bathroom, I mean, of course, I have every single one of our fragrances, but I also adapt my fragrance to my mood. If I'm having a meeting and I'm, you know, wearing my black and my white, then I want to feel powerful. I want to feel strong. I want to feel like I'm going to nail this presentation. So I wear fragrance that makes me feel this way. If I'm going out to dinner, right? I'll wear something else. So it's really for me more about that wardrobing. And it's the same way that I kind of,
And I love that. It is. It's like a scent wardrobe. It can totally change your mood. And like I said, with this Ilio, it does. It has that summery freshness, that lightness, that airiness that I am in love with. You know, I have to talk about there's two things. One, when I was in the boutique, it's very interesting, the way that they tell you to smell the candles is very unique.
Very unique,
You depot them.
What we call it,
So is that only, you don't do that at home?
I don't do that at home and I don't recommend it.
but when you go into a boutique, FYI, you don't want to just go sticking your nose in everything. Ask them to depot the candles to really help you give them. Basically what they do is they've got this beautiful pillow, they dump the candle out and then you're smelling what's in the pot. Why is that?
It's because it's where all of the essential oils are. So it gives you a true read of the scent.
Right.
So that's the best way to describe that.
And then you were, let's talk about this citronelle. So this is also a new
and
launch.
It's limited edition. Everything from the summer collection is limited edition.
Shoot.
And it was really meant to be all of the essentials that you would need for summertime, which is why we call it the summer essentials. So citronella, it's meant to be a mosquito repellent, right? Who doesn't need that, right? Even if you're on your balcony in New York City, or if you're out in the Hamptons and or wherever you are, right? So we also have it available in that really large size as well, which is also hand painted.
But they're also beautiful. I mean, just, you know, I think that people normally do associate citronella with sitting outside. This has such a lovely lemon. I mean, it's what citronella candles want to be when they grow up. So you can burn this in your home. I've had this just unboxed sitting on my countertop. And every time I walk by it, I've been waiting to have this thing so I could burn this. It was burning in the boutique. It is beautiful. It's not like it's not like burning the citronella candle.
No. It's our version. It's a very luxurious version of citronella for sure. So yeah, it's limited edition in this collection, entire collection. Again, being that our brand was founded by artists, we partnered with this young British artist. His name is Luke Edward Hall. So that beautiful design that you see on the candle that has this little kind of like Mediterranean feel, the labels, the indoor, outdoor. Yeah, it was all done with Luke Edward Hall.
Oh, I love that. So you're doing stuff with artist collaboration, which is really nice.
We've been doing this for years. Yeah. And it just really helps to add a new dimension to the brand, you know?
Well, and I do want to touch on that, because I do think that right now brands giving back, working with community, working with local artists is so important. I am so impressed and in love with your new bottling for like the hand soaps, some of the lotion. So you've got these beautiful glass refillable bottles. Talk to me about why, tell us about why this was so important for the company to go in this direction.
So funny you say that. It's also something that if we start, let's say, with what, and this was introduced last year, we actually launched our skincare line, including hand, in 2009. And in 2009, which was very early on before all of the green, clean, you know, trends that you're seeing, which I think are going to live on for a very long time, that transparency of ingredients, from that moment that we launched skincare, which also was inspired by the Mediterranean, those products were free of all of those gucky, yucky things that people didn't want in their skincare. We just didn't really amplify it. So last year, in the middle of the pandemic, we kind of kept our marketing plan as it was. And it was also just so relevant because everybody was washing their hands, right? So what we wanted really to do, and I'll show you in just a second, that it's also evolved beyond just body care, because it also is applicable to fragrance, which I'll show you in a moment. But we rebottled our hand lotion, our soap, which we already had and people were obsessed with. The scent is absolutely gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
And we wanted to make this an object. I'm sure you felt these. They are so heavy. It is so beautiful. And then we wanted to make this an object that you would love to have at your sink or in your bathroom that just looks gorgeous, feels beautiful, looks beautiful. It becomes this decorative object that you can then refill with our hand soap, hand lotion. And then we also introduced a new version of the hand soap, which also has these exfoliating little beads in it.
It is so lovely. It's almond?
It's the scent of laurel.
No, but what is the scrub?
They're little pumice stones.
Pumice stones. Okay. Got it. Okay. It is so beautiful. You know, I'm glad that you touched on this. So I think that people so associate Diptyque with the home fragrance and the personal fragrance, but I want to talk about the skincare line, because now let's see. So you've had this for over a decade, 12 years. You have everything now from hair care to body. Can you talk about some of the highlights of the line?
So it's really about defining the brand through lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. It's a perfect complement to who we are as a brand. We want you to have things that are beautifully scented that you can live with in every aspect of your life, right? From the candles that you're burning in your home to the personal fragrance that you're wearing, and then why not the products that you take care of your body with? And that's why from that get-go of launching it in 2009, we wanted to have very clean formulas. So we were really ahead of the trend and wanted to, we want to continue to do that and really tap into this idea of sustainability, which has become very important in the beauty space, which I'm sure you've seen evolve yourself doing, having done this
sure.
for a long time. And as I was mentioning to you, we are also exploring this idea of creating a beautiful object that you'll have forever. We recently relaunched our solid perfumes,
which are great for travel, and they're so pretty.
And it has this gorgeous enamel, and now they're also refillable. There's a little like pinhole back there. So you can buy refills. So you only have to buy this once, and then you can continue to buy refills, right? So it's an object you'll have forever. You'll be proud to pull out of your handbag. And then we also did this with a travel atomizer. This travel atomizer, you can then refill on your own. You can go back to the store if you want to refill it. They'll do it for you, but you can do it with your own juice, the teak juice. And then you can also customize this. So if you wanted to put amber on it, you could do that.
Oh.
And then with, and then you throw it into your bag, you know? So
what a beautiful gift idea for somebody.
Yeah. So this is something that we're really tapping into. We kind of have, especially in the luxury sector, it really have paved the way. A lot of luxury brands don't really care about it, but we do. It's really, it's important to us. We care about the ingredients that we put into our fragrances, that we put into our home line. And all of that is important.
So one of the things that I'm always impressed by, and you know, when it comes to really beautifully designed and crafted fragrances, when you walk into one of your boutiques, you don't have this overwhelming, I mean, I don't, have you ever passed by, I'm probably going to get some hate mail for this, but have you ever passed by like a Lush in New York? And it's like, I don't know how people work there. I feel like that's an OSHA hazard. And yeah. It's just that wafting of scent that is so,
it's so and people sometimes ask me, you know, this question, it's the purity of the raw material that we use.
Because you go in and your products will cast off a lovely scent, the perfumes, but it's, you know, that was one of my really, I noticed that when I was in the boutique, I was like, wow, there, you don't have that. It's really, you can tell that these are well-crafted fragrances.
Scent, I think the best way to describe it is that, you know, the scent is there. It kind of envelops the space, but you don't feel like you're being bogged down by the space, by the scent, I mean, sorry.
Going back to wardrobe, right? You want to wear your clothes. You don't want your clothes to wear you.
Exactly. Well, sometimes with fragrance you do, because you want to make a statement, right?
Oh, well.
You want people to know that you've entered the room.
Is that what you feel? Oh, this is good. So you're not a spray walk through?
Oh, no.
Oh, tell me, how do you do it?
I want people to compliment what I'm wearing.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know that I'm wearing it.
All right. I like that.
You know?
I like that. So what's next for Diptyque? I know you have these seasonal lines and the home line, which is stunning. Where do you feel like the brand is going next?
Yeah, so for sure, I love that you touched on the decor, which is our new pillar. And actually, I say new, but it's not the right way to express it, because remember, we opened our store in Paris. We were selling our textiles. We were selling other decorative items. So really, we launched this at the beginning of this year to really expand into tableware, into, oh my God, wait till you see what's coming. We have like these kimonos coming, textiles coming. But it's all, again, fitting into that lifestyle. So it's almost like what we're doing now is going back 60 years, right? And revisiting all of those things of who we were as a brand.
I love it. So chic and Parisian. Yes, sorry.
Parisian. This entire year is meant to celebrate our 60th anniversary. Every single launch from the beginning of this year was really meant to allow our customer to dive in a little deeper into the history and the heritage of the brand. So the next big moment for us, and I will personally invite you, now that I know that you're in New York, we're gonna spill some tea here, okay?
Oh, don't give it to me.
Mm-hmm. But I won't tell you too much. We will be doing something really exciting in New York. I won't tell you where, but you'll be-
I'm so excited for things to come back, okay?
Things are coming back. We're gonna plan a big event for our 60th in September. So lots to come.
My birthday's September too, by the way.
Oh, well, then I'm doing what I'm doing for you then, Amber.
Perfect, amazing, of course.
We'll celebrate the brand and we'll celebrate Amber. There is going to be, as a part of this September event, incredible product, like nothing you've ever seen from the brand, some even really special artisan product as well. Wait till you see it. And then of course, as we head into the fall, we are beloved for our incredible holiday collection. This year is no exception. It's a jam-packed year of, I mean, having launched our first collection of the year, which was all about celebrating the graphics of the brand. Then we launched Orpheon, which we were talking about, incredible juice, incredible fragrance. People are obsessed with it. That was really all about those encounters. Summer is all about nature. And then the Grand Tour, which is what's happening in September, is all about travel. And then of course, holiday is holiday. So there
is holiday.
So much to come, so much excitement, really.
Oh my gosh, well, we're gonna have to bring you back on just to get the latest and greatest. You mentioned it is the 60th anniversary. Does the original storefront, is it still standing?
Oh, it's still there. It is still there.
I love that.
We have only, we've given it a couple of like little tweaks, like changing carpet, rewiring just so we didn't burn it down. But otherwise, it feels exactly like it was when it first opened, and it is still there at 34 Boulevard Saint-Germain. So if you're ever in Paris, you have to
stop by. Well, maybe we should go. Maybe we should plan a little trip. I'm vaxxed and ready to rock.
Me too. I can't wait. I usually go to Paris at least 2, maybe 3 times a year, sometimes 4, depending on what's happening. And I miss it terribly, terribly.
Do you speak French?
I don't. Enough to get by. And if you give me a couple of cocktails, well, it becomes very fluent.
I love that. Well, let me tell you. So in New York, the French Institute here, where are you in New York, by the way? Where are you located?
Our office is on 35th.
Okay. But you personally, Borough?
I live in Long Island City.
Oh, great. Oh, I was in Long Island City. So prior to living here, I'm on the Upper East Side now. I was in Long Island City. But the French Institute, right over on 60th, they've got this classes that I was like, either that or Italian. It's one of the two is going to happen because I'm ready to rock.
They're both very romantic languages. I do speak Spanish, so that at least I have 2 languages, English and Spanish. That's good.
I mean, I would hope with a name like Eduardo Valadez that you would speak un poquito. It was such a great, so honored to have you on. If people want to know more about Diptyque, what do you think the best way is for them to go experience it?
Go into one of our stores. I love the story that you were saying about your experience, the teams. They're so passionate about the brand as well. People that we hire are always incredibly passionate. The store is the best way to honestly experience what makes the brand so unique. And you get to see it all in one place, right? And the team, of course, will guide you through your scent selection and making sure that they're guiding you in that right path. But the beauty of it is, it doesn't matter what other people think, right? Sure, you might need help, but it's what makes you feel good. So regardless of what that is, and which we didn't talk about this, I'm gonna just quickly say this. One of the things that I should have mentioned about fragrance in particular, and the team maybe discussed this with you, but all of our fragrances are created without gender. So if you
thinking that they're so gender neutral, I mean, and unisex and pansex and all.
So
about sex.
If you love it, wear it. It doesn't matter if it's a floral fragrance and you're a man and you're like, I shouldn't be wearing florals. Just wear it. Gender no longer applies.
No. And you know what? I will say that too, because I want to give kudos to the packaging, because again, the packaging is also so chic that I know that my husband happens to be a real man's man. And if something is too, but he would wear and rock any of this stuff, because it is very beautiful and chic, and those hand soaps are lovely. And all of the skincare products are equally bottled in just, they're that black and white, gorgeous, chic. It's so elegant.
So just to surmise where we started, because see, this is what happens with my brain. I get very like rabbit hole into awesome conversations, especially when it's such a great conversation. The best place to experience Diptyque is a boutique. We have six of them in New York City. We have Williamsburg, we have Nolita, we have Bleecker, I'm obsessed with that store, Madison, Time Warner, and of course Grand Central. So six stores in the city, which is incredible.
And a great, you know, since we are a great, we're worldwide. Thank you to everybody in the world who listens to this podcast. On the Diptyque website, you have a great boutique finder.
We're in 70 different countries. 70. It's incredible.
Amazing.
There's not a place you can't find Diptyque now.
Amazing. And remember, if you're going to somebody, what an elegant, beautiful gift this is. They will absolutely love it. Eduardo, thank you so much for being on. I cannot wait to see you in September.
Absolutely.
I'm going to hold you to that. If you want us to pass on any questions to Eduardo or the team at Diptyque, we're always happy to do that. You can email us at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Art Beauty Podcast. I'm getting tongue-tied today. You can also find us here on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.